Well, here to explain more about microchipping is University of Sydney Professor of Biomedical Engineering, Greg Swanning. Welcome on the show, Greg.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yes, it's a pleasure to have you on the Daily. Let's start with, when implanted in a human, what can a microchip actually store and do? What are the limits here?
Well, I think it's basically the same as what you have on your credit card or your Opal card, like you mentioned before. They all have an identifier that that says this is an Opal card and this is the person that's associated with it. And if we can have that in a uniform way, you could potentially use it for everything that you do with purchasing. So go to 7-Eleven, you pop your arm up to the machine, and it beeps, and there's money taken out of your account. Same thing happens everywhere. There are a number of places around the world, Hong Kong in particular, where they have something very similar to the Opal card, and you can use it for purchases. And maybe we'll get that way in Sydney. And then maybe something implanted in your body might actually be really, really useful.
Yeah, I suppose you'd never have the issue of losing your credit card again, unless you unfortunately were to lose a hand. That would be incredibly unfortunate. You'd probably care a lot more about losing your hand than just the microchips stored within it.
Yeah.
Since we are surrounded by so much technology, our devices have a lot of information about us and that can be accessed about us, would implanting a microchip be, a risk of becoming somewhat invasive into our privacy? Would that be able to share information that we might not want to share?
Well, before you called this morning, I looked at what's in my wallet, and I think I have about 12 cards of some nature that have these little identifying things. And if I just happen to leave that phone my wallet on the train, someone could pick up all of those things, and it'd be a lot more difficult to get my whole arm or my hand. So, in some senses, it would be safer. Now, having said that, most of us have lost the credit card at one point in our lives, or we've received a call from our credit card company saying that someone in some other country has just purchased something with your credit card and they need to cancel it. So imagine going through a surgical procedure or even an injection, and then the bank calls you up and says you've got to rescind that one and get a new one. That sort of detail, I think, is what we have to sort through before we progress down this road.
Indeed. Of course, those issues around getting data corrupted or information being taken or preyed upon when you do have a microchip within your body might be quite a risk. Just guide us through some of the other effects of a human actually being microchipped in this regard may have in terms of the ability to be tracked or the actual physical effects that it might have on a human being. Is there danger in putting such devices into your body?
Always, yeah. Any time you do anything, even a little sliver can cause an infection. So we have to be conscious of that. But we're getting very good at making implants that can go inside the body and last for a very, very long time. So there's a minor medical concern with that. I think beyond that, it's about data protection, and there is a range that if you have a credit card and you walk past a machine, it has to be very close to it in order to be activated, but it's not 0 millimeters. It's a little bit of a distance, and it's possible that you could sweep your arm inadvertently past the machine at the checkout of a supermarket, for instance, and end up paying for the person in front of you's items. Or it's just a few things that we just have to be careful of, that we really do have to be careful of today anyway with our credit cards.
It does sound like the foundation of a new first world problem there. I accidentally paid for someone else's coffee because I brushed past a tap and go machine. I wonder, scientifically, in terms of the idea of microchipping, do you think it's something that would become much more normal? And how soon could that be the case that we have a lot of people who are using parts of their body to add to their convenience through things such as microchipping?
Personally, I'd love it. I have swipe cards to get into my rooms and on the train and all these sort of things, and it just gets to be overwhelming how the number of cards you have to carry around. And having one would just be, even on a little wristband to begin with, a little bracelet, for instance, you don't need to have any surgery. You could potentially have your credit card on a watch band or something like that, and that might save people being scared from being injected with things, and, and carrying those sort of things around, but you can lose a wristband easier than you can an implant. So it's all a trade-off on what's convenient. I think we're ready now to put these sort of devices in, but we need to have uniformity on what say FPOS machines will accept. And now we have Apple Pay and Samsung Pay and PayPal and all these sort of things. And unless they're completely amalgamated or on the same page in some sort, you probably have that old Betamax versus VCR discussion like we had many years ago on how recorders were going to be, video recorders were going to be standardized. So we have to come to a standard before we begin anything.
I wonder as well around legislation around this. Is it something that would have to have a series of legal protections, such as, of course, someone who's under the age of 16 can't get a tattoo? Would we have the same provisions in place for something around microchipping? Would we say that there is some sort of age of maturity that needs to be reached before you can microchip yourself or have such devices?
I think that would be a good idea. Now, we do this with dogs and cats. Your pets at home will... almost all of them have some sort of a microchip in them that identifies them, and those are there for a very good reason. They can return your family pet home if they wander off. There may be some advantages in doing that for children, but I think the world isn't quite as evil as people might think it is, and there's very, very, very little need for that sort of thing at this point. So maybe 16 is probably a good age to decide whether or not you want to have a little injection and put the device in your wrist or in your arm somewhere.
Well, Greg, I've got to say it's been thoroughly interesting talking to you. Thank you for joining the Monday Daily.
My pleasure.